The trumpet has highbrow roots. It first served royalty, the military, and polite society, then flourished in more pedestrian forums, public squares, dance halls, and juke joints. The trumpet's call is now heard in almost every form, even something called fourth world music. Trumpeter John Hassell began to create what he dubbed fourth world music in the 1970s. He defines it as a unified, primitive, futuristic sound combining features of world ethnic styles with advanced electronic techniques. His new CD, Marifa Street, continues his exploration of this aesthetic. John Hassell has collaborated with sonic pioneer Brian Eno, as well as choreographers Merce Cunningham and Alvin Ailey. Hassell once mounted an art installation that used sound waves to erode sand dunes. He's written film scores and the theme music to TV's The Practice. John Hassell joins us from the studios of NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Leanne.
Do you mind if we stay on your history just a little bit longer? Because you actually sent to us a very early example of your work. It's a sound file of a recording that you made with Raga Master Pandit Pran Nath. Let's listen to just a little bit of it. Why is this important to you?
This was a very, when he says, now shape give, right, at the end, that's the most important thing. In Indian raga, it's drawing a beautiful shape. It's like musical calligraphy, actually. So I put this up there as a kind of like, look, here it is. I was already, you know, already had my master's degree in composition from Eastman. Was playing trumpet, you know, in other contexts. And so here it was like almost like starting over again. So I had to try and like imitate what the voice does. The voice doesn't have discrete little rooty toot toot things like a normal sort of trumpet, you know, association. So it's all about fluidity and, this, you know, squeezing the melodic line out of the toothpaste tube, so to speak. That principle of like giving shape to a melody became a window into which I could appreciate something later on, like Johnny Hodges, the great alto saxophone player with Duke Ellington, and the way that he shaped his phrases was something very much, you know, very vocal, very, very close to this.
You go for this human voice-like sound of your trumpet, but you also use electronic devices, a device in particular, something called a harmonizer?
Well, the, the trumpet's a lonely instrument. and a harmonizer digitally reconstructs the sound of the whatever you're putting into it at another interval. So it's like holding a pencil in your hand and drawing a curve, and then holding two pencils in the same hand and drawing a curve. So, relates to organum in church music, you know, the parallel intervals. So that was a way of like extending the harmonic implications of raga. If I added another note, then that meant that if you took all the notes that are sounding within that particular 1 second burst or something, you have an extension of the harmonic atmosphere of raga.
World music, per se, I mean, it's now a category. You know, you can go into a record store and go to the world music section. I mean, you have been able to do that for decades. Now it's almost mainstream. Do you see your music fitting into this scene?
Well, if we go back to my first record, Vernal Equinox, in 1977, in which I started combining the electronics and the stuff that I learned from Pranoff and the influence from Miles and Gil Evans, that it became very influential. I mean, Brian Eno wrote about having picked up that record in the late 70s when he was in New York and said, you know, I love this, let's do something together. So that was the record Possible Music that came out in 1980. Actually in the New York Times top 10 list, and it became very influential, and that was the sort of the source for at least a certain strain of this world music phenomenon. But my idea, this fourth world aesthetic, was to take something which is more refined. I make the distinction between world music and worldly music. Someone who's worldly is not walking into your, you know, doesn't wear a dashiki or come in playing an African panpipe, or it's not something that he wears on his sleeve. He's been places, he's done things, he's digested cultures. He's not hitting anyone over the head with it. He's coming up with something which is a new flavor.
Actually used the artist who did the album cover for Bitches Brew, as well as Santana's Abraxas on yours. It's an artist by, do you pronounce Matti Klarwein?
Klarwein, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, Matti, he's famous for the Santana Abraxas and Bitches Brew albums, and we became really, really close. I felt that what he was doing in his art was very close to how I felt about music. It was like there was no separation between the sensual side and the spiritual side. Everything was all one thing. I mean, it was very sexy. I mean, after all, at the most fundamental level, what is sex about other than the propagation of the species? So that combination of like sexiness, let's say, wherein music to me would mean like the Miles Davis, Gil Evans axis of things, that lush urban sound was there at the same time as all these other associations. And so Matti died a couple of years ago, and he was living in Dea in Mallorca, this beautiful hill town, and so I'd spent some time there and felt very, very close to him. So this album is dedicated to him.
You were at his home. That's where you got the sheep bells?
Yes. These sheep wander around in the hills at night, and they all have these bells that are made locally, and they're all different pitches. So it's like a wandering gamelan orchestra, really, if you know the Balinese gamelan. So I recorded some of that late at night when I was staying there in the summertime, and that was woven into one of the pieces that's on this record as a kind of sonic tribute and memory.
John Hassell, his new CD, Marifa Street, is released this Tuesday on his own label, Nyan Records. He joined us from the studios of NPR West. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.
There's more information and music on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.